so far have pointed out that there are numerous things that touch on the question of Hezekiah. We still have to go through them more thoroughly, but we're just trying to get a better, you know, general impression as a part of our introduction. Number one, what we've noted is in the second Daf Samech, we also have a Makar. The Makar is very unusual and very challenging. It, you know, refers to Kedushas Yisrael and to Tznius in a broader way. One approach is to suggest that it's limited to exactly that Mishnah, to the din of Lo Yiftach, very specifically, Chatzar HaShutfim, Pesach Keneged Pesach, Chalon Keneged Chalon, etc. Either because that, you know, is very direct and eliminates any kind of privacy, or because it's part of, you know, an architectural initiative that also has to do with, you know, the structure of the community. That's one possibility. And what we've seen is that there are Rishonim explicitly who think that that sugya and the makar is also relevant to the more subtle cases of Hezekiah, including some that are subject to machlokas. Either way, the machlokas appears in our Gemara in a case where the kosel, the discussion is, you know, the controversy is whether there's an obligation to erect a kosel, a guda, in a situation which previously was a common territory, you know, which now becomes personal. And the question is, in that circumstance, is Rechiv, let's say, of Siluk Hezek, we might say, or not? And of course, you could be Michalik between that and, you know, taking the initiative and buying. First of all, it was initially Hakol Beheter. It's already an existing reality, etc. Okay, so that's the... then you have the other Machlokas, interesting Machlokas, and that's on Ziz. If we could just have somebody get that on the record for a minute. So just to point out that that too is kind of somewhere in between, the two others. But that, of course, is the Gemara on Nun Tes on the base. Zach, you want to, if you don't mind? The Gemara has this interesting discussion here about Fuziz, Amrav Huna. Right, lo shanu el abal gag v'al ha-chatzer. Abal ha-chatzer b'val ha-gag. You have that?
Yeah, sorry.
Right, on Nun Testament Bay, it's like 5 lines down, or 7 lines down. Right at the 2 dots. Yeah, so what's the question? If there's a ziz, right, what is a ziz? Like a protrusion, right? So the question is, can the would-be, let's say, or the victim, the potential victim of Hezek Re'iyah, in that case, can he object or not? Right?
Yeah.
So that seems to be a matter of controversy, and the Gemara initially suggests, right, Lema. Yeah, this is why I'm making a fuss about it, because if there are things that are, again, we're just not sure. We know there's a machlokas whether Hezek Re'iyah Shema, Hezek Lo Hezek, right? And this is the point that I'm just trying to make. If you could have said that this is a, you know, broad question, you know, with broad applications. In other words, you know, this is a Dover Shein Bo Mamish, or at least it falls short of Hezek, or not. And that would have all sorts of nafkaminas, right? Siluk HaHezek, Yitziras HaHezek, Tashlumin for Hezek, is there an Iser LaHezek? I'll get back to all that in just a second. But, you know, but then you would expect And if there are then the chilukim still between Gag and Chotzer and Bika and Bias, you know, then, you know, we'd have to figure all that out. But obviously, the more you think that there's an objective, you know, act of Hezek here, the more you would expect, you know, that it would be widespread and uniform and acute, that it would be taken very seriously. The more this is, you know, something kind of on the border, and that even the Mandamar who, you know, who rejects it, agrees that, you know, there's something Yezgarim Bego, and the one who, you know, embraces it, you know, he also agrees, you know, that this isn't a typical Nezek. If that's going to be the case, so then the possibility of distinguishing between different venues or different circumstances, you know, and also, just getting back to what I just said a second ago, the idea that even if it is a, you know, Nezek, that it's not necessarily something that you, you know, then, you know, uncritically apply to all Dinei Nezikin, right? Like, is there an Iser Lahazik that you violate? Well, the question in general, again, I don't want to get into this right now, this is something that we did when we learned Bava Kamma a couple of years ago, so some people here from then. But our Hagdama then was to talk about, you know, is there an Iser Lahazik? You know, and what are the conditions and circumstances of that? The idea being, and again, you know, not to re, you know, you don't want to retell the whole tale, but, you know, you could look at Nezikin in general in a very pragmatic and quid pro quo kind of a way. In other words, I cause you a loss, and therefore it's only right and proper, logical, you know, just, you know, that I should repay you. It doesn't necessarily mean that there's an Iser. It's not clear, you know, that this Choshen Mishpat, you know, also has a Yoredeya, if you want to put it that way. So that's a big, you know, controversy, and you might be mechalek, you know, between different circumstances and types of mazik, and so on. And again, the details are not for now. But I think it's a very relevant or appropriate question to ask if there generally is an Iser Lahazik, right, will that apply to let's call them, you know, more satellite, you know, on the border, gray area, you know, maziks as well. Maybe the Iser Lahazik applies only to really egregious, you know, obvious, you know, maziks. For example, there's even a, you know, controversy 2 days in the Mordechai, we discussed in Shulchan Aruch. You know, is there a psul edus for a mazik? You know, obviously a mazik b'mezin. Mostly we think not, because of the quid pro quo factor, and because it isn't the kind of Iser that is so explicit or that is so specific, it might end up being that the Iser Lahazik, you know, is something more general, like V'haftu L'Reacha Kamocha, L'Sam L'Gam L'Reacha, or Ashavas Aveda, as opposed to, you know, V'lo Yishmerenu Ba'alav, you know, or things like that. So maybe, you know, it doesn't translate into Psalatis, but at least there's a discussion. So what would you say about this Keshchenim? What would you say about Poche Akimazik? And what would you say about Hezek Re'ia? Right, these are all relevant questions. You know, and we've already touched on a big, big question, which, you know, we still have to pursue the details of. You know, is there a Chazaka? You know, and is there Mechila? Right? Which might be the same or might not be the same, but the issue that the Ramban discusses and the Rama and also the Tshuvas HaRashba, you know, and others. And are we Mechalek, you know, between, you know, this kind of Nezek and other kind of... Is this Nezek worse, like the Ramban says, because it's Nizke Adam the Adam and it's Kutro Beis Akise? Or... you know, maybe it's even, you know, less than, you know, than, you know, than Adam the Behema, or Behema the Behema, right? Because it's just, there's a Mandamar Hezek, you know, Hezek, Re'iyah, Lo Shema, Hezek. Maybe that impacts, not only on that mandamar, like how absolute, mutually exclusive are these shitos, right? So that's kind of what we have been discussing. So this idea that ziz, you know, together with siluk hanezek or binyan akosel in, you know, shutfin, you know shecholkin, the idea that somebody puts a ziz there, and you know whether or not there's mechila or whether there's mecha rather, is a machlokas or the hezek liyashmar lo shma hezek, that becomes important, because what we might be saying is that you know, if this isn't an absolute, you know, it doesn't look like nezek, but it's totally nezek. It's even worse nezek than other nezeks. Maybe the more subtle kind, the more invisible kind, the more spiritual kind, or whatever it is, you know, is more deadly, you know, more acute, more invasive. Maybe that's true. Or maybe it's not. It's just different. You know, maybe it's more subtle, maybe it's more moderate, or maybe it's just plain old different. But if there are, you know, different levels, you know, so then it behooves us to try to identify where the Gemara suggests that there might be this, you know, argument, and we're not. So we know about Dab Beis Hum Beis, and one of the other ones that we certainly know about is the Tessimut Beis. What we're not sure about is things like, we'll get to that in a second, another reason, Chalon HaMitzri, right, you know, things like that, where it sounds like, you know, there's this Hezek Re'ia, but maybe Kula Alma Modu, and that maybe should, you know, be, you know, grouped with the other distinctions, the location, you know, distinctions. Okay, so what is it about this case of Ziz, you know, which it's not exactly Sama Chom and Aleph, Zach, why not? Well, number one, Sama Chom and Aleph is obvious, egregious, Hezek Re'iyah, right? As we've said, it's, you know, Poseach, you know, Delas Keneged Delas, or Chalon Keneged Chalon. You know, of one home, or the, you know, you totally expose Leif Techadim Lekatzar Shutfin Pesach Keneged Pesach Chalon Keneged Chalon is a total, you know, exposure. Clearly, the Ziz, you know, is not as sensitive, you know, as a Pesach or as a Chalon, as we'll see in a moment. You know, it's rarely going to be, you know, used. It's difficult to use it. So, from that point of view alone, It's already different, but beyond that, it's also not at least the Gemara here. That would be an interesting question. The Gemara here is not discussing whether or not you can build a ziz, right? What is the Gemara discussing?
When it's already done.
What? Whether or not there can be a proper mecha'a, right, to aziz. And if there is a mecha'a, what are the consequences of that? So here you have an interesting Rajbam. What's the Rajbam? Right? What, the Bala Chatzer? That's in the other direction. Okay, that's one. But already, interesting, keep going. Here, of course, we're talking about whether or not you could be mishtamesh biziz. That's in the other direction, though. Okay. But what about, so when the Gemara says, Avabala Chatzer, right. So this already is very interesting in light of what we've said, because if there are different, you know, dargot of Hezek Re'iyah, there's, you know, the, again, all architectural structure, you know, to begin with, and especially, you know, very explicit, you know, kind of exposures, right? And then there are other situations where you just have, you know, a circumstance that crops up through nobody's initiative, and certainly no planning, nothing communal or structural, you know, but, you know, you have a shutfest that breaks up, and now you have a reality, and the question is, do you have to take initiative, you know, to eliminate hezekria? So the case of Ziz is actually quite interesting, and the two deos in the Rashbam are interesting. It's hard to know if they're really two deos, or, you know, they're just two contingencies. Because what would be the remedy here? Right, the remedy is he can't use it, or the remedy is that he has to remove it. Right, the issue is whether he can build it, or the issue is whether or not he can use it, or whether he might have to remove it. Right. So this becomes a very important, especially since this is one of the explicit cases of hezekria, you know, in terms of identifying, you know, what level we're talking about, this would be very important. Okay, so that's the case of Ziz. Let me move on to another point before I expand on some of the other issues. There's another important element in the Ziz Sugya, okay, and that's the continuation. Go ahead. The Manda Amar hold, both Manda Amram here hold Hezek Re'ia Shema Hezek. But that itself does not preclude saying you could use the Ziz, and you don't, or you don't have to remove the Ziz, or both. Because Shani Hacha, Damele L'Tashmishasa Lo Chazi, right? L'may Chazi L'mitlabe Midi, right? Mehadarna Pai L'talina Be. And then the Idach?
Yeah,
so what do you think about this, Zach?
Interesting, you can, it's not definite. One guy is timing that it's not definite that it's going to be hezekria, so it's going to happen.
Yeah, so it's an interesting, again, another interesting gray area. Let's say you have something which can be utilized, right, in a kosher way, meaning in a way that doesn't, you know, trespass or violate the laws of hezekria, right? But on the other hand, you know, it might. So what is the question here? Hezekria, you know, b'miktsas? Or hezekria b'safek? So if you look at the Rashbam, has an interesting take on this also. Go ahead. Yeah, so actually even the way he interprets this mandamar is interesting. He's not just saying, oh, I can use this without hezekria, right? This is based on other gemaras, obviously, also, but nitvas pagana, above the base and others. But he's saying, you know, maybe it's not enough. You can just read the Gemara saying, listen, I can use this without hezekria, so that's not hezekria. Okay, but the Rashbam's adding the note, you know, there's also a safeguard in case I'm tempted, you know, something that precludes me from hezekria, and that is, since I have an option, right, so I can't chalk it up to using my ziz, right? And therefore, you're protected, right? But you didn't have to interpret that way. The point I'm trying to make is, what neutralizes and what generates hezekria? And I'm asking this on two levels. Number one, how easy, how difficult, that's part of the question. Right? Like, go call it Suffolk as a gri'ya, but the different cases of it are sometimes qualitatively different. Okay, so the Rajbam is introducing an element here that there's no one who's saying, you know, that, you know, if it's objectively, you know, possible, you know, to, from a mazik standpoint, to avoid hezek ria, you know, then that's enough. Maybe there has to be also a built-in protection. Okay, but what about the other side? Well, that's very interesting because it doesn't have to be that way. Veravuna. It's a shuach. Meaning your, so again, it gets very nuanced here, right? In other words, you could have just said in the Gemara, none of this is in the Gemara, right? The Gemara is, you know, so I'll turn my back. Right, and the other guy says, Zimnin debitas. In Pashas of the Gemara, you could just say, you know, that the issue is, you know, what happens if it's very rarely going to take place? Right? And that's a machlokas. Instead, the Rajbam, based on other Gemaras, you know, and a certain sensitivity, which we're going to elaborate a little more for a moment, is saying, no, everybody agrees that the that there should be additional protections here. Right? And it's on that additional, the level of additional protection and how, I think there's still a fundamental argument maybe here. But the first Mandamar says, you know, you're protected. You know, and the other one says, no, there's a rare case, or there's a, you know, still an excuse, you know, that leaves me vulnerable, and consequently, you know, that's hezek ria. Meaning what? We're worried about. So if you look at the Raj, if you look at the Beinu Gershom, so A, I'm pointing out that the Rajbam is going beyond what necessarily needs to be said for the Gemara. Okay. If you look at the Beinu Gershom, you know, it's also clear that he really mostly focuses on the Perush Rabbeinu Gershom. It isn't really Rabbeinu Gershom, I should also just add. It's like, you know, Perush of early Ashkenaz. Okay. Perush Magenza, some people call it. But whatever it is, he seems to, you know, focus on how likely it is, you know, that they'll be histoklis. Right? You have that? Go ahead.
Shmei has it?
I think so. Yeah. Bachim Akev Balchotel Balagad.
Bachim Akev Balchotel Balagad. Shagav Shishka Mirosh Gag of Yishan Shvozuz is Pavas Mitapa. Shikshik Bokavel Yisla Olav Yistak of Klumi Menu Bakhotze. Yudasava Lashmanet. The Shiny Hawk of the Omelay Balagad of Balakhotze. The Tashmish Bokhazi Akhmuz is Pavas Mitapa. The Indra Lam with Olav. The Lokhazi Ala Lamisli Bisham Payment.
Right. Yeah. So basically, if you look at the Rajbam, he interprets the Gemara how, Zach?
Like very basic.
Very, very matter of fact. Right. In other words, he says, listen, I'm not going to look. And the other guy says, well, if you don't have perfect balance, you know, occasionally you'll look. So it's an interesting argument, you know, about, you know, the likelihood of looking, the acceptable threshold of Ra'iya. Whereas for the Rajbam, it's all about, you know, the Nizak's protection, basically. So this could be, I mean, I think both factors obviously are very important, relevant factors, right? Any kind of nezek, if you're trying to figure out whether, you know, to legislate, you know, a nezek, a hezek, especially a, you know, one which comes at a price, right? Because again, this is, you know, this is not egregious hezek. Not that I, you know, I go smash your barn, right? Or burn down your house, chalila, right? It's, you know, I'm motivated, you know, not by any kind of, you know, attempt to invade your privacy or to cause you damage, but I'm just, you know, I want to be osa v'tok shali. Right. So you have to, you're trying to figure out, you know, is this hezek? Is it the kind of hezek, you know, that is worth limiting, you know, the, you know, Ruvain b'tok shalo in order to protect, you know, Shimon, right? So, okay. I mean, what about, you know, if it's rare, you know, but not, you know, common? That's all part of it. But what the Rashbam's introducing, based on other Gemaras, is that there's another element. You could say, in a way, you know, that the question is psychological, right? The fellow has the right to feel a sense of security or confidence. So is that just because, in other words, his right? Let me say it this way: based on the you know, already three broadly speaking perspectives that we've been discussing, or that we identified already as having roots in, you know, in the Ramban and in other places, right? So Hezekria can be looked at in different ways, as we've said. One is, you know, the Re'iyah itself, the Ayin Ra'ah, whatever that is, however that works. We'll talk more about it. But however that works, that's Mazik. If that's the case, then the focus in that Mazik is very much on the Gavra Mazik and the Maisa Hezek. And, you know, the likelihood of you know, the prospects, we'll call it, of it actually happening are a big factor in that. In other words, if I could you know, actuarially, you know, determine, you know, that this is very remote, this is a remote concern, you know, then from the perspective of Ayin Ra, you know, that part of Nezek, you know, it would be a strong argument, you know, not to impose, you know, structural limitations because of Hezekiah. Because Hezekiah just means Reuven should not, right, be, you know, adversely affecting the property of Shimon. It's not something, you know, that we're able to quantify or even fully understand how he's doing that by, you know, it doesn't make a difference at the end of the day. However, let's say we have two other perspectives, right, that we've talked about. One is, you know, that, you know, it's not the, you know, daggers, you know, that your eyes shoot, you know, in Ayin Ra that's causing the Nezek, right? It's the effect, you know, of the Nizak, right, being concerned about it. You know, it imposes limits in his unfettered license, you know, to do, you know, legitimate work, to spend, you know, normal, you know, leisure time, whatever it is, you know, it undermines the status or the value or just of the property, or it damages the individual, you know, because it curtails him, basically. Okay, now that is not about, you know, the actions of the mazik as much as it is, again, we're not talking about, you know, paranoia, you know, that is off the charts, presumably. You know, But where there is legitimate fear or concern, right, then what you might say is it doesn't really matter, you know, what the personality or the intents, you know, what the intent, you know, of the mazik is, or the likelihood, you know, that he's actually going to be spying. What really matters is the sense of confidence and security, you know, of the nizak. He wants to be able to use his property, you know, appropriately and fully. So, you know, if he has to worry that you're, you know, going to use the cover or the excuse, you know, of bad balance, you know, for him the important thing is, and that's kind of the language that the Rajbam is using on both sides, like, you're protected because, you know, if I do, you know, use this ziz in a way, you know, that is problematic for you, it'll be identifiable, you know, and that's a hedge against my, you know, improper behavior. And then the other mandamar is saying, not really, because it's still a hechetimtzi, he can always make that claim, right? Does it matter? Like, let's say you live, you know, from a hezek re'iyah point of view, of course it doesn't matter. I'll say that right off. But, you know, it's still a question to raise. Does it matter if you're, you know, if you're living next to, you know, somebody whose, you know, character is sterling and his, you know, credentials, you know, as a respectful neighbor, you know, are beyond reproach? You know, so does that change the laws of Hezekria as opposed to, you know, your stam next to Sam Shachin, who you don't know anything about? But of course, the answer is no from a low plug point of view anyway. But I'm saying even, like, you know, theoretically, you know, should that matter? Right. All I'm saying is the more, from halacha's point of view, like, you know, let's say the halacha knew it, but the neighbor didn't know it, like, you know, theoretically. Would that matter? If the issue is about, you know, his psychology, you know, his comfort, you know, in fully, you know, capitalizing on his property, then at the end of the day, it's not really about the likelihood, you know, of the mazik spying on him. It's all about his vulnerability. And that, I think, is kind of what the, you know, what how the Rashbam is reading the discussion in the Gemara here, as opposed to how Rabbi Gershom is reading the Gemara. And that's very important. And what about the third option? The idea that this is about, you know, really is about the Bilam. It's about tznius. It's about privacy. So again, you know, the idea of privacy, like the second view we just talked about, is very much psychological. It's very much the perception of the owner of the property. Does he feel that level of comfort, or does he feel vulnerable? It's not, you know, the actuarial, you know, likelihood, you know, of again, that could figure into that sense of psychological, you know, security in the end of the day. But as long as, you know, you are, again, not paranoid, but legitimately suspicious, you know, then you don't have privacy. You don't feel, you know, safe, you know, in your property. So even if the focus is not, you know, that's worth, you've taken a $1,000 property and you've made it worth only $500, or you've taken a private home and you've turned it into, you know, like a semi-public, you know, just, you know, residence, but, you know, not having that kind of sanctuary, you know, esque, you know, kind of feel to it. But it's about, you know, an iser to invade Kedushas Yisrael. But as long as, you know, the structure is there for that, it's not a private place. So what you've done is you have, you know, if you haven't devalued his property, you know, but you certainly, you know, taken away, you know, that sense of his privacy. Yeah.
So, in this vein, are we saying this is a value of tznius or a right that the nizach has to privacy? Because if it's a value, you might expect it's more a problem for the mazik, or is it a right?
I think it's the right that he has, but which is valuable. If that's what I don't mean
but
that
is it a mazik
I don't mean that it's a dine ma- you've taken away. What I mean is you've. That I think I raised this question the other day, and you're right. It's a little. Is it so? You know, given the what tznius is, so in a way that's an invasion of his privacy. You've kind of invaded his property, because his property is supposed to be, you know, a sanctuary for him. So in that sense, you know, you've done something, or is it more he has the right, you know, in terms of his kedusha sagabra, you know, he has the right to a certain kind of dignity and privacy, and you know, consequently, being you know doing things that undercut that are mazik, or maybe it isn't so much mazik, but it has the effect like mazik, meaning you have to remedy that. It's your obligation, you know, to neutralize that. So I think it's a fine line. Obviously, when you talk about, let's say, the three perspectives, ayin ra'a, you know, being, you know, shooting daggers, and we'll get to that in just a second, you know, as I say, the first step requires a bit of a leap of faith or a leap of understanding. You know, but once you get there, you know, so whatever that is all about, you know, it's more like classic, you know, mazik. If you're talking about, you know, devaluing his property or damaging him by limiting, you know, his activities, you know, which have economic or other, you know, impact, you know, that's kind of somewhere, you know, in between, because that isn't, you know, either way, directly mazik, it's more of a grumma, you know, type of, you know, mazik. And the circumstance, you've created circumstances, or you're connected to circumstances, right? Sometimes you didn't create them, but you just find yourself, you know, in a situation where you can remedy them, or it's mitzuraf to you that there is this problem, like the shutfin who agree to a chalukah. So, you know, but it isn't. You know, it isn't. You're not. There's no maisa, you know, that you're doing directly. Like we'll get to second gira yidei, which I'll just establish in a minute, which is what some rishonim think it is you know has a certain connotation. Like you're throwing arrows at him. You know, according to this other view, you're not throwing arrows at him exactly. But on the other hand, it is still about. It is still more of a classic nezek, you know, type idea. Whereas this third perspective, which is, you know, we'll call it Mishum Tzniusa, but, you know, where that's also the Mechayiv, where that is much more, you know, in the that's the idea of Hezek Re'ia Shma Hezek, you know, the word Hezek there, I think, is much more of a Melitza, in the sense that, you know, you are, there's a Chalos, you know, Mamoni, you know, to, like, you could put a dollar, you can force him to, you know, dig into his bank account and pay for the wall, or other, you know, economic elements of it. It is a kosher mishpat halacha. In that sense, we're using the expression, you know, shma hezek. But clearly here, it's, as you said, it's the right, you know, his right and our need to respect or to protect, even at our own, you know, economic detriment, you know, his rights, that's already a different, you know, notion of Hezek. So I would say there's a gradation, you know, between these three in exactly that order. Okay, so, yeah, this idea, by the way, of, like, what happened, like, you know, Safek will call it Hezek Re'ia, or the standard of Hezek Re'ia, and again, these two perspectives is something that comes up in a bunch of places. But even in the Gemaras that I wanted you to see, it comes up in another Gemara. Zach, you remember which one?
No.
That's a good, honest, straightforward answer. Okay. Yonatan?
It's
I'll just give you a hint. It's close by. It's close by the Ziz.
So, like the Akon, the
excellent. Exactly. Now Zach's saying, right? That's okay. Yeah, go ahead. What is it about?
So
that's the Gemara of
Chalon
HaMitzri. Go ahead, it's Chalon HaMitzri.
Chalon HaMitzri is Ein Lachazak. Meishna gabi sulam de lomit parish, and meishna gabi chalom de lomit parish, and shum de kob boi di ifluge Rabbi Yehuda b'seifa.
Oh, okay, that's a good answer. Good question, good answer. Okay, but nothing, you know, illuminating there. Okay, go ahead.
Amar Rabbi Zeira, lemata midalad amos, yesh lo chazaka v'yachol limchos, lemala me arba amos, ein lo chazaka v'einu yachol.
Okay, so that's lemala me arba amos, it seems like, right, you know, there's no issue. I mean, there's no problem. Okay. Ironically, for there to be a chazakah, right, here at least, the Gemara assumes that there's an equation between yachal limchos and chazakah. Right? It has to be something consequential, and therefore your silence is significant in establishing, you know, a chazakah. Okay, good. So the Gemara says, more than dalad amos obviously is innocuous, and, you know, it's not a problem. Okay. Rabbi Loi.
Rabbi Loi Amar, afilu lemala mi arba amos, ein lo chazaka v'yachol limchos.
Why? So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? How could that be? Go ahead. Lema.
Lema b'kofin al midas stone kamiflugi. The mar savar kofin, the mar savar ein kofin.
So the Gemara says, maybe this is the argument, whether you say, what is kofin al midas stone? Jonathan?
So kofin al midas stone, according to the explanation given here is that Rabbi Gershom comments that it's Dabar Shein Mazik Lo Mo Lechadera Kugel Lechal Mo Lechal.
Yeah, this belongs to the sugya of what? Of, you know, Zenene, you know, Vizelo Chaser, right? So typically we say something Zenene Vizelo Chaser, then there should be no objection to it. And if you do, that's called Kofino, so that's called Midas Don. And we don't want to give in to that. It's a very bad Mida. Okay? You don't have to suffer a loss so that your neighbor can benefit. You know, that's called Zenene Vizel Chaser. But, you know, if it's Zenene Vizelo Chaser, you know, then why begrudge him? Right? That's called Kofinos on Midas Stump. So what we're saying is, Limala Midalad Amos, there's no downside. And if there's no downside, then there should be no Makah. So the Gemara says, so with the other Mandamar holds, apparently, Kofin, you know, the guy said, let's see, says, but it's my property, right? So I still insist, you know, that you cease and desist, right? So that's called Midas Tom. And the question is whether Kofin also Midas Tom or not. Says the Gemara.
Lo, the Chule Alma Kofin, the Shani Hapa, the Amar Lay, Zimnin de Museves.
The Mosvas, right, Sharshifa Tuteich. Oh, what's that?
He's saying that at times you'll be, everyone says that you're Kofin. At times.
Everybody agrees that if it was Zenene Vizelo Chaser, then you wouldn't be forced to, you know, there would be no Mechah. Okay? And no Chazaka.
From time to time, a person.
We're talking about the situation where the guy says, listen, sometimes you're going to take a, you know, a kisei or a safsal, right, and you'll stand on it, and you'll look into my property, right? Then the Gemara can continue, finally conclude,
ha'u
da'asa.
So ha'u da'asa v'kameidur of Ami, shadri l'kameidur Rabbi Abba bar Mamal, amar lei avilei k'rabi ilnai.
Kiloi, right. So he says, no, we paskin like you know, like Rabbi Loi, who says afil lamala midalid, right? Ein lo chazaka v'yachal limchal. So we accept. It sounds like the Gemara's conclusion is that we accept this lahalacha. But again, it's a very, you know, interesting issue and argument. What does it mean? It means that structurally there's no hezekriya. Okay, we'll see more of these cases, but you know, even just at the outset, because it helps us to identify, you know, the parameters of this. Like the previous case was a case where, you know, typically you use the ziz, you know, without hezekriya, and the problem is occasionally, you know, you'll have a problem of balance, You know, so there'll be occasional, you know, hezek riyah. Okay, and then we discuss, is that an objective question or a psychological question? You know, in terms of, you know, there being like an extra, you know, security. Fine. Here you have a situation where structurally there's no hezek riyah, but artificially, right, there's still a possibility, you know, of hezek riyah. So do you have to worry that somebody's going to kind of take a sapsal or a kisei, you know, and engender hezek riyah? So the Ramban al-Attar, right here, asks a question from the beginning of the Masechta. Right? Because it's clear in the beginning of the Masechta, you know, that what's the height of the kosel that needs to be built to neutralize hezek riyah? Kyle. Dalet Amos, exactly. So according to this Gemara, that shouldn't be enough. Right? We should need, I don't know, whatever. Something that's high enough that, you know, at least they, I don't know, safsal or kisei in the world, but, you know, at least I guess a typical, you know, kisei v'safsal. Anybody have that line in the Ramban? But of course, this is a, you know, this is exactly it, right? This is, you know, this is the question. Now, again, you could have just said, oh, we'll see in a minute. Did you find it? Here on, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. You found it? Good.
I haven't found it. Because of Makashi, Maishna Hapa Kekashino, Maishna Tabi Hase. It's the Malama Arba in Kaibinatul.
Excellent. Very good. That's the question, right? What is Ramban's answer?
The time of.
Ah, so what's his gives two answers, right? Yeah. So what are the one answer is? What's the first answer? The what? He doesn't have a sapsal in the chatzer. He has a sapsal in the correct. Mm-hmm.
Or is it that like that person doesn't do it usually, or they doesn't like physically have one?
It sounds like, you know, you don't keep them around, you know, so it's not like they're there. So, you know, so we're not worried about it. Inami, right? In a in that circumstances, in the chatzer, if somebody takes a kisei or a sapsal and he starts, you know, standing on it, you know, you see him. And then he has to explain why he's doing that. So there's kind of a built-in protection, right, you know, to this issue. Correct? So basically, in a word, what would you say about the Ramban? The question is a good question according to the Ramban or not? I don't mean that there's no answer. Meaning the Ramban accepts the question. And he answers it, right? But he answers it in a way that the question remains legitimate. In other words, it is this Gemara is telling us that from a hezek riyah perspective, right, it's not enough that structurally, you know, everything can be kadasu kadin, or if you want to say it a different way, you could say part of the structure is, you know, is what you can add to the structure, but more likely I would say the structure is fine. But if there's still a potential of hezek riyah, right, despite the structure, because you can overcome the structure, right, then that's a problem of hezek riyah too. That's what the Gemara is telling us here, and that would apply to chatzer, you know, as well. However, lemaisa, we're not worried about it because, you know, you don't keep those kind of accoutrements around. So it isn't, you know, it's less of a concern. Or as I say, there's security because, you know, there's protection against it because it'll be obvious and you'll be exposed for, you know, doing inappropriate things like the kind of a mirtas, you know, issue, etc. Correct? Okay. One could have said that maybe the difference is between types of hezek riyah. Right? you know, because now we're a little more sensitive to the fact that there can be all sorts of different, you know, situations. Right? So if something is, you know, a default, you know, you broke up your partnership and this is, you now have to build a wall. The question is how far, how high you have to build the wall. You know, how much do you have to consider in terms of continue? You didn't create the problem. You're trying to remedy the problem. That's different maybe than when you create the problem. Right? That could be a difference. Actually, the Xos, if somebody could get it open for a minute, I was going to give it to you later, but might as well just discuss it now. The Xos in Simen Kuf Nun Dalid, Sif Katan Aleph, you know, has a different answer for this. Quotes Ramban, we'll get to the other things in a minute, and solves the problem in a very different way. Because again, the Pashtus of the Gemara, and this is reinforced by the Ramban, is that fundamentally we extend Hezekria, right, to include this kind of a case. You know, where you were concerned, you know, that you will take initiative beyond the structure, beyond what's there, as well. It says the Xos. Anybody have a Kuf Nun Dalet Aleph? Again, I didn't give it to you, so it's not. Till now, everything we've talked about, we've seen, but I'll read it. Very interesting Xos. So says here, Kuf Nun Dalet Aleph. He says, quotes this Gemara, Parakaskas Abatin. You have it up there, Binyamin? Okay, great. You want to read it?
Rebbe's offering.
If what?
Rebbe's offering.
I am offering. You can save my voice.
Parakaskas Abatin, Daf Ben Tes. Amr Vizir, Lamatha Midalad Amos, Yish Chazaka, Yachol Limkos. Lamayla Midalad Amos, Eno Chazaka.
This is so far quoted the Gemara, right? Go ahead. Excellent. The Ikad Makshi, the Yeah. Okay. Then the Xos has an excellent suggestion of his Belinira.
Belinira, the low kasha midi, Luli de Veharamba. The ha, he loved the kofin almida sedom, vadai haya yacho limkos, shlolifos kalon. Al avir chatzir chavero, v'fish enana me avir chatzera. Al mishum dekofen amida sedom, v'davar shizenana v'zelo chaser. Okay, v'lazek ha'amar dekuli alma kofen. V'shani hacha de'amar lei zimnin demosvis shashiva. V'kevan de zimnin de islei hezik, sulu shayach le'mida sedom, av agav de yehezik mamish, kol shechatzir kitsas, v'mi'uta v'mi'uta, Nami sula havi mi midasidom. The hasam gabe limalum dalamus pachatir nami, ein kofen amidasidom, me haitaima, the havi chaser kitsas.
Yeah, we'll speak about Betosis when we get also there. Is that what Tosis is saying, or is it a little bit more? Okay, so what's the idea, Binyamin?
So basically saying that fundamentally, like sort of logical, that you would be able to be.
There's no Hezekria. This is like a revolutionary view. Right? He's saying, to answer the question, right, it's not that this Gemara Nun Tesamid Aleph is the main Gemara, and it teaches us that even, you know, a concern for even a contrived, you know, possibility of Hezekria, you know, is part of the din of Hezekria Shema Hezek, right? What about these other Gemaras? You know, the answer is the contrived concern, right, is even more remote in those cases. So it falls below the threshold. That's the bigger idea, correct? But if it didn't, then in Achanami, even though it's not part of the structure, and it's not, you know, by any means, you know, a an acute concern, right? The person would have to, you know, take initiative. It's not like there's hezek re'iyah unless he is otsem, you know, enough, right? Or unless he's careful about how he uses the... Here he has to, you know, in that respect, it's even different than the case on Nun Tav Simon Beis, although they share something in common, obviously. They're both pushing and testing, you know, the how far we extend, you know, the din of hezek re'iyah. That's what I'm calling them. Safek hezek re'iyah, or, you know, hezek re'iyahs that require, you know, a kumbaseh, or that can be avoided, whatever it is. But what the Ksos is saying is, no, the Gemara here is not telling you a chiddush in hezek re'iyah, according to Rabbi Eloi, right? In Achanami, hezek re'iyah is based on the structure, right? If you have to kumbaseh, you know, again, is it because of the structure, or as opposed to taking, you know, or is it because of the regilos? I'm not sure. You know, I think you can read these Gemaras either way. But either way, the Ksos is saying, no, that's not what Rabbi Eloi meant. Rabbi Eloi meant something totally different. And that is, you know, as long as there's an outside, you know, even if you're paranoid, or, you know, even if, we'll leave, you know, we'll get personal and, you know, leave the paranoia out of it. You know, even if there is, you know, an outside, only an outside prospect that is beneath, you know, the legal threshold, you know, for purposes of hezek re'iyah, still in the end of the day, you know, it's not kofenos al midas dom, right? Because it could happen. So whether it's my paranoia or that lower, you know, level, you know, possibility, that's not kofenos al midas dom. As long as it's not kofenos al midas dom, I can object. That's not the same as saying that this constitutes hezek re'iyah. And there are huge nafkaminas. Right. In addition to whether this is a good question and whether, you know, just like, you know, I can be mocha, or I can demand money for it. I can say, you want to do this? And you're nana from it? You know, I'm chaser enough, or at least it's not, you know, midas stone, that, you know, I don't have to be such a nice guy. I can charge you. Of course, there's a huge assumption here in the Ksos, one which is extremely debatable. And, you know, those of us who learned Bava Kamma a couple of years ago, I think that was one of our June sugyas, it was Zena and Zerukas there. Did you want to say something about that? Oh, the Yitzhak?
Could that just be what the Rashbam is saying? Like, to Pash, that he adds, the Gemara says, Shani Hafa, the Rashbam says, Dika Fisara. Is that just Pash?
You mean like the, again, I was wondering about that also. I mean, it works well with the Ksos.
Looking back.
But does it, right. But does it, is that what he means? Like, oh, it's Chaser? Or is he saying it's Chaser? It's Nazar? I guess that's the question. I think it's a good point in retrospect. I don't know whether we would have read it that way. You know, so this is kind of goes to the point I'm trying to make now, which is, what's the additional assumption of the Ksos here? Josh?
What the, I guess, what the Ksos is saying is considered
Midas
Sodom, and what is it?
Yeah, what's Midas Sodom or what's Chaser, right? Does Chaser or neutralizing Midas Sodom require a legal or a financial component? That is a massive debate among the Rishonim, right? Again, without going into details, but, you know, one perspective is, you know, that, you know, the reason that you don't pay if it's Zenene v'zelo chaser, kofenos al midas dom, is because the only thing you should really pay for is chaser. Right? And this isn't probably al pi din, you know, legal chaser. If, on the other hand, the idea is that, you know, just that if something's completely gratuitous, so you're not nene from you, because, you know, there's no fallout, So it's like Nena, he's like being Nena Agav. You know, he's Nena from the circumstances. You know, but as long as he's Nena from you, even if he's not Kosser, then you don't get to collect. You don't get to collect for Nena, you get to collect for Kosser. Or, even if you do get to collect for Nena, maybe that's when there is a Kosser. So then, you know, but if there's no Alpidin Kosser, right, then you don't collect for Nena. The Ksos is assuming that, you know, those two perspectives, either that you only pay for Kosser or that you only pay for Nena, right, when there's Kosser, Alpidin Kosser, meaning, are not correct. The Ksos is assuming that, you know, as long as, you know, there's some objection, you know, that, you know, may not, again, it may not meet the standards of legal action. Right, but things below legal action are still not, it's not gratuitous cruelty. You know, I'm not refusing you for no reason. I'm refusing you because of my paranoia. Or I choose, you know, to not discount, you know, if I'm allowed to, you know, the 10%. Or the need, you know, the kumbase, you know, in this context. But either way, it's not part of the Hagdara of Hezek Re'ia, Shema Hezek. That's the important debate between the Ramban. So in addition to what I was saying before, which is you might give a more, maybe there's a difference between Chalukas HaShutfas and the, you know, the Binyan HaKosel, you know, expense that they bear together. You know, maybe that goes, you know, literally and figuratively, you know, only so high, right? Dalet Amos. But, you know, if somebody wants to initiate, you know, ziz or the use of a ziz or a kalon mitzri, you know, so, you know, in that circumstance, we extend the parameters and the standards, you know, of Hezekiah, because it's a very kind of flexible, again, if we're all about, you know, simply giri d'day, maybe it wouldn't. You know, but if it's about either curtailing, you know, his value and his property, you know, causing a loss in that way, or it's about, you know, your obligation not to preclude his, or to invade, you know, his privacy, you know, then that's a much more, you know, subtle question. Okay, yeah.
Isn't like so the Goshen saying that it's about like potential issues that could occur. It's not just like his thought process. Like that's a little bit more than that.
It is potential, but he's saying is it's not kofinal. He's saying all we need in this case to explain the Gemara is to explain that it isn't kofinal sal midasta. And that could be any remote. That's I was hedging before, you know, intentionally, just because I just don't know. You know, is this all about how remote, you know, the likelihood is, or is it about structurally, like there's nothing, you know, there. You know, you'd have to do a separate kumbase act in order, but you'd have to take a sapsal or a kise and put it there and stand on it in order for it to be a problem, that then none of that is Hezek Re'ia. What I'm saying is the Ksos is saying none of that has anything to do with Hezek Re'ia Shema Hezek. Because that's not what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara is talking about I own property, you're benefiting, you know, from me, right? But it's seemingly Zenen of Zelo Chaser. Right, and therefore, it's kofinos al midasto. And the question is, you know, if there's some remote or even kumvaase additional, you know, factor, you know, in which I could end up, you know, I can be makbid on my, you know, adversity. That's kind of what we're saying. That's very, very important. Okay, but so again, all these cases, and there are more. for sure could be understood in, you know, in a more traditional way, no matter what you say. Like, you know, how, and this is our objective questions, you know, how egregious, how likely, you know, how structured in, you know, does Hezekiah have to be, you know, for us, you know, to treat it as an actionable kosher mishpat, you know, din Torah case. You know, so like, oh, you could climb up, you know, you could do it without Riyah, but once in a while you lose your balance, and you know, or you could, you know, you could pull a sapsal, but it isn't there, you know, no matter what you say. But of course, the more, you know, we focus objectively in Hezekiah on the mazik and on his, you know, improper action, as opposed to, you know, the nizak, you know, and the unintended but indirect, you know, consequence of his, you know, feeling, you know, kind of intimidated, or you know, inhibited, you know, by the reality of the situation, and as well, if we're concerned about protecting his, you know, his privacy, then here you might be mechalek, certainly, even between number two and number three. So then, the focus is not only or primarily on, you know, what the mazik is doing, how likely it is that he'll do it. It's more on the effect, you know, on, you know, the privacy of the property, or the person, or his, you know, his inhibition or limitations of usage. And that just has a different, you know, we just have a different starting point for all of that. You know, I can know that I'm never, you know, going to do Hezekiah, you know, and that if, you know, if it wasn't for low plugs, that would matter completely for Ayin Ra. You know, but if he doesn't know that, or doesn't rely on it, or doesn't think I have the sterling, you know, character credentials that I know that I have, you know, then number two and number three, it's still, you know, again, is that an invasion of privacy? You know, it is and it is. There's no security or sense of privacy. There's no invasion of privacy. There's certainly, you know, circumstances that limit, you know, my economic benefit from my property. Okay? So these are all different issues. So this, just to expand on just a little bit more, we're going to be doing all of these, but, like, where does this idea of Ayin Ra'a come from? So I think I mentioned the other day, I mean, the Ramban certainly has one view, and the Ramban, in the continuation there on Daf Nun Tes, although the question is about the context, even does speak about, I see it's like you have it open, Girei Didei, but he mentions Girei Didei, the context of Hezekiah. The question is, how specific is he? Do you have that line?
Before the paragraph we spoke about the other day.
I have it on, yeah. All right, I think I took a picture of it. Should have just brought it, but. He uses that expression. The question is, again, it's a very long Ramban, and there are a lot of interesting things here. We'll have to speak more about some of them. Anybody have that line?
It
says Hezekiah Shigiri, right? Yeah, exactly. So this, of course, you know, some of you are learning at night, the second parak, I mentioned the question of Ala Niza, you know, Laharchik or Ala Mazik, you know, is something which is very relevant, you know, to all this Keshkenim issues. But of course relevant to Hezekiah, you know, as well. So the factor of Gire Didei, as you know, the determining, you know, the Machria Beneim, if it's Gire Didei, then it's not Ala Nizek Laharchek, Ala Mazek, right? So what is and what isn't Gire Didei? Okay, that's a fascinating, broad question, which I hope we'll get a chance to discuss. But in terms of applying it to Hezek Re'iyah, right? So, of course, you can't escape the broader question, you know, how literally do we mean, you know, Gire Didei? And what is, again, the standard and the threshold for that? But whether Hezek Re'iyah applies to it or not, you know, also should depend very much on the issues that we've been discussing, right? If we're talking about, you know, Hezek Re'iyah, you know, more as a chiyuv, you know, Shechinim and Tznius and so on, the more, in other words, the less it is objectively Nezek, the more difficult it is to characterize it as Gire Didei, unless you very much dilute, you know, that concept. Okay, and it just refers to anything where you take the initiative or what you do is responsible. You know, if it's all about, you know, active and passive, and then if you want to say that active also means the structures that you build or the structures that you, enable. But otherwise, I mean, the pashtus, let's just say, Gire Didei, you know, is an additional chiddush, you know, to Hezek Re'iyah, you know, Shema Hezek. On the other hand, if it is really ayin ra'a, however that works, right? The idea, you know, you're literally shooting, you know, daggers. The idea of Gire Didei becomes possible once you take that leap. So this, of course, is the perspective of quite a few Rishonim, right? I wanted you to look at that. Josh, who? Did you get a chance to see already in the Marmar Kolos I gave?
I know the Ramban says that in the Chassam, pretty sure, but I didn't see.
Ramban, well, it says in a few places, Gire Didei, about Hezek Re'iyah, including Nuntes, and he said that also in Chass. But earlier than the Ramban, the Rimigash. Who said the Rimigash? Oh, okay, great. So which Rimigash? The Rimigash on Vav Mud Beis, which we saw, that's one of the Gemaras that we're going to talk about. Here, let's just get these on the record so we can. Who else, by the way? Rumi Gash? Of things I got you to look at, even. What's that? Rabban, Dior Zerua, right? And do they say it in the same case or not? Also interesting. Right? But they are literally raising this question. Which question, Yonatan?
General idea of how exactly you would qualify this specific.
I mean, Alamazik or Alanizak? I mean, why is this Alanizak? Why is this Alanizak? Right? So, actually, interesting that the Rimigash brings this up on Vav Amud Beis. What's the Gemara there on Vav Amud Beis? We'll discuss it more, but. Right? That's the Sugya of Abaya. Right, just if you get that to the record quick. I'm sorry we're doing all these things together, but we'll pull them, you know, together more tightly in terms of some of the specifics as we move forward, but just to highlight the bigger direction for to start out. Yonatan, go ahead.
So
you have this interesting Gemara about Abaya. Amar Abaya. Okay, so here you have an interesting case because it's two people in their own each in their own property, right? And yet there's a Hezek Re'iyah, you know, concern, right? Here you can't be bona, you know, kosel bi beneim, and it's not based on a, you know, determination of a partnership. It's just, you know, two people living on two different sides of the, you know, the public street, right? And the question is, what is their, you know, what's the mechanism that they're going to use to neutralize the problem of Hezek Re'iyah? So the very understandable, you know, solution is Zeosamaka Lechatzigago, Zeosamaka Lechatzigago. Right? Go ahead. Zeshalo Keneged Zeh. Otherwise it wouldn't make much sense.
Zeshalo
Keneged Zeh. Umadif. What's the point of the Madif? If, you know, to make sure that there's no overlap so people aren't tempted to, you know, stand on the extremes, you know, and stare at each other either. Okay, so that's it seems like a very simple, good, you know, legitimate solution. Good. Says the Gemara.
So,
so this is a very fascinating Gemara, very critical Gemara in all of this. Namely, Haboy Litznuy Mershus, if you anyways have to take, you know, protective measures, you know, to privatize or privacize your home, right, because of the B'nai Rishus HaRabim, so maybe, you know, the you know, there is no obligation of Hezekri. It's all on the Nizak in each case. Okay? That may just make sense, but it's an important principle. Kamash Malan. Meaning, Kamash Malan, it's not the same, right? The quality, you know, the and the quantity of the assault from your you know, private owner, you know, across the road neighbor, across the thoroughfare neighbor, is of a different, you know, character than B'nai Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, this doesn't apply. For example, day and night. Go ahead. Yeah. Inami Rabim.
Inami Rabim. Kika Mina. Fazuli.
So it's the timing, it's the posture, right? Go ahead. Oh, okay. Good. And the Gemara says, Umadif, yeah. So it's a Gemara Pshita. One of them already did half without being told, right? Mitra eshisech, like the structure of the home.
Ananani mitrale ishtag.
Okay. Good. Then the Gemara has one more, just to. Then we'll get to the Rimigash. The Gemara says, Omer Abnachan, Omer Shmuel, Gaga Somach Lechatzer. Okay, this is important, right? So Ben Gag L'Gag, you don't need, there's no problem with Hezekriya, okay, or not an actionable one. Rav Nachman Didei Amar, he himself said,
Rav Nachman Didei Amar, Eino Zokuk U'Dal Ramos, Aval Zokuk L'Mechitas Asara L'Mai,
Ile Hezekriya,
Arba Amos, but you know,
but here's Nitfas Beganov, the fascinating idea I mentioned before, right? You know, right? You sometimes need that's a way of protecting yourself. But it has nothing to do with Hezekriya, right? But for okay, Ilegadim Mutlayim. Bichdei Shelo is Daker. The Bas Rosh Sugya is a different shear. Yeah.
So he just talks about the first drop.
Okay, then the guy says, okay, fine. So what is the Rimigash? What bothered the Rimigash here?
So Rimigash brought up the Nafina of Gag
second Hasi and Madira in this case.
Yeah, so we're going to go back to that. Let's just go, since we're almost out of time, so let me just make a quick point. Towards the end, we'll discuss the beginning because that's very important, but hopefully we'll finish with all these courses on Thursday if we can. Right? He develops what he develops. And then he has at the end, Vikashalach. You have that? Yeah, towards the end, just look, because I just think we'll have to go back to the beginning afterwards, but just to get the.
No, the Ikashala Chaikaim Alon Kiribi Yosi, the Amar Ahan Mizak, the Harfik is Asma, the Hathon Kamachaihid, Inan, Lay, Labal, Chalam, the Sluke, A.
Zeka Mine de Chotzer.
Shani has a Gria, the Gira di Dehu, the Kamalan, the Mother Rabbi Yosi, the Gira.
The Gira. So what's Rabbi Gav saying?
So he's basically creating a distinction for or Hezekiah because he's saying it's Girat Hidei, and therefore he's saying that Rabbi Yossi in such an instance would be Moda in this case.
Yeah.
Which
so some of the right, exactly. So here's the Rabbi Gash saying that Hezekiah is Girat Hidei. Okay. The Orzarua, the Ravon, they say this right on the Mishnah. Josh, you saw it? You have a chance yet? Oh, okay, we'll stop and then we'll be it. And there are those who make the Ha'ara, and it's interesting that the Rebbe Gash didn't say it on the Mishnah. Like, why didn't he ask the question right away? You know. Yeah. Where's the Orzarua here? It's Os Aleph. I think I wrote it, Os Aleph, right? He quotes the Rith. Anybody have it open? Do you have it open? Or it's up there? Go ahead. Rabbi Yitzchak Alfas. What? Osala? The Hilchos Hezek Riya Shmei Hezek. The Alamazik Lisluke Hezeka. Right? The author of the Kaimelon Hilchos of Kirab Yossi, the Omralan Dizak Laharchi Kazatzmo, Mod Rab Yossi Begiri Dide, the Mazik Boilis Luke, Kiramin Babai Svalia. Right? And then he adds, Uriya Gire Dide. Okay? And that's also the view of the Rabban. Who disagrees? Maybe. At least has a different formulation. What? The Rama quotes a disagreement. You have the language of the Rama? The Rama quotes the Tshuva Sarash, a very interesting case. What's the case? Well, you're right. It's what's the case that they're talking about? This is what? Kuf Nun Dalet Tazayin, right? What's the case? A person.
There was a building, the chalon already, and his friend came.
Correct. He has a chalon that he opened up, and when he opened it up, there was a kosel,
yeah.
which neutralized any problem of Hezek Re'iyah. Then the kosel fell down.
And his friend wanted to build it back up.
The question is: do they have to build up the kosel again? Does he have to close the window now or not? Correct. So he first quotes this Tshuvas Harash, who says, I mean, what's the big deal? What's the difference between, you know, this case and a regular case? Ezra? What's the difference?
I don't
have
the difference. Yeah,
what?
What's the
Ramasa? Yeah, I'm saying, I'm asking you, what is the difference between, why should there be a difference between this and another case, and the other case? So why is it different than, you know, than a typical case? Exactly. Excellent. Because it was, initially, he opened up his chalon, beheter. Right? He didn't do a, if he opened it up, you know, in controversial circumstances, or when he opened it up, it was an assault on the what do you call it? So then, you know, then that, you know, requires him to neutralize that problem. But here it was all very legitimate, and now a circumstance arose that, well, so that's the Tshuva Tzarash. Yeah, give me one more minute. Ruvain Shahela Chalonos Bebe, you have it? Go ahead. You were reading it? Yes, sir? Ruvain Shahela Chalonos Bebe, so, Neged Chatzero, Oginaso Shokhavero, the Koso Benem, and Afala Koso, Ide, Ze Ruvain Roe, Lershus Chavero. Tzorch Listom Chalonos, Afabisha Asam Beheter, Chen Kaso Rosh Bechuva. Even though Asam Beheter. Miu, im haya bayis mafsik vayagamkin shal Ruvain, o shal acher, shal yirah meosa bayis l'shus chaver, v'nofa v'idei kach roa mi bayis acher, ein tzorch listom chalonosa. That's also interesting. Let's say there was an intervening home, and so there, in other words, the fellow was vulnerable, but you weren't making him. He wasn't vulnerable from you. Actually, it's not such a pashut thing. From the perspective of the nizak, nothing has changed, right? Maishna mi baize mi baize acher. Maybe there would be a difference between, you know, another home that he had, because at least now maybe it's his problem, right? It's his iser. Miu, this is the part that you were referring to, right? The last part. Yesh cholkin usvira lehu dehezek re'ia ikar hezek demimela. Right? What's he saying? The equivalent of saying it's not Giri Dide. At least the Re'ia. Now there's Re'ia. Is the Re'ia Kumbase or a Mimela? Right? The structural background is Mimela. He opened up his Chalon Beheter. That wasn't an assault. When he opened up his chalon, there was a kosel. That wasn't an act of, implicit nezek or hezek. Right? But now he's going to be looking out his window. You know, how do we assess that? So we're saying maybe it's not Giri Dide, at least legabe this question. Right? So in addition to the question whether or not you measure from the perspective of, I think there are two issues in the Ramah, right? In this issue of the Tshuva Tzarash. One is, again, the question whether it matters whether everything is from the perspective of the Nizak. Let's say, you know, there was a Mazik, I don't mean a real Mazik, a Mazik from a Hezek Riyah point of view, you know, and now there's a new mazik. You know, does that new mazik, remember the Ramban's language, right? When the Ramban finished saying about, you know, all the terrible things that you've done to the, you know, to the Nizak, you know, the Kutra and the Beis Hakise and the, you know, all the things, he also says, and not only that, even if you were to be mochel to you completely, right, you know, what about the Easter that you're doing? Right? Well, again, that's Lishitasa, that there's no Mechila, no Chazaka. Other Rishonim disagree with that. That's part of this whole question, too. That's a very extreme view. But the Ramban would probably tell you that just because there was a different Mazik doesn't mean that, you know, that you don't have to rein yourself in now as a Mazik. So there's a difference between, you know, Ruvain had a house in between and Ruvain, you know, no longer has that, that's at least the same Ruvain, right? But if it's, you know, Ruvain has a house and it was, you know, there was an intervening house of Shimon for the, you know, Nizak Levi, that might matter. But more to the point is this considered to be Dabar de Mimela or a Gira Dide? Okay, so that's an important Chita. We'll talk a little more about it next time. And then, in addition to that, what we find in a group of Rishonim is the other Shita. Namely, the idea that you are somehow right inhibiting his the use of his property, and that that's the problem of Hezekiah. Where do we find that? Where do we find that? Aaron? In the Rishonim? And then in the Achronim, for sure. At least partially, it seems to be. Akiva? Akiva in the back. Where do we find it?
Mordechai.
The what?
The Mordechai.
And Mordechai.
And the Ravon.
And the Ravon. Excellent. In a couple of issues. Correct, Yitzhak?
Yes.
For example?
He says that if there's a space that you could do things privately.
If you have a space which you could still use, you know, for Dvarim, you know, Tznuim, right? Is there Hezek Re'iyah on the whole property or not? Right? That he can see into your property, but he can't see into your whole property. So you can still, you know, there's still, you know, privacy. That's an interesting question in general. Right? You have that line? Go ahead. And he says, no, he says, Vilayadana. Why that should be? Go ahead. He disagrees, right? What is it, tough eye in the...
Oh, the Tamo.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
it's
sorry.
Chaser, even
yeah.
If you're going to be able to use part of it, but there still has Zikriya on the rest.
Yeah.
Temeko.
Yeah. So this, I guess we'll talk more about it, but and then we'll talk about the Sma and the a little more on the Rimigash and all that. But the point is, that's a very interesting question. Right, so from a privacy point of view, you know, it's a question. Like, you know, if you have the right to privacy, is it right to, you know, to do private things? In which case, you know, having sufficient, you know, space for that is good enough. Or no, it's a din in, you know, the person's property is private. It's more objective privacy or intrinsic privacy, whatever you want to call it. I'm not sure. That's an interesting question. You could argue that point. In terms of limiting the use of the property, it seems like that final argument is a correct argument. He's not allowed to use his entire property in an uninhibited fashion. Right? Okay. So we'll pick up with the... I just wanted to elaborate these... Each of these three perspectives just a little bit more, and just talk more of this, the marmakomos that we have first, and then I'll give you more marmakomos on Thursday going forward. Okay?